Led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump has decided who he will nominate as the next Supreme Court Justice of the United States. The president will make his announcement at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, that's when we can expect the scare tactics to begin.
According to the hysterical press releases that inevitably follow, no matter their qualifications, no matter their record, no matter their reputation, it's the same hyperbole, the same accusations, the same old story.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up his meetings with North Korean officials over the weekend. Pompeo described the talks as productive. Retired four-star General Jack Keane says exactly what Secretary of State Pompeo was looking for on his trip.
He wants the identification and location of all of their nuclear sites. That's fuel, storage, research, testing, etc.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Gasoline prices edged up 1 penny over the last week to a national average of $2.86 a gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has further details.
The biggest increases occurred in Delaware, where the price shot up 9 cents. Motors in Alabama, South Carolina, and in Mississippi enjoy the lowest prices at $2.53 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy tells us about last year.
The national average 1 year ago, $2.27 a gallon. That sounds like a terrific bargain. Americans shelling out about $1 billion every 4 days more than what they spent a year ago. Prices remain down 8 cents a gallon nationally versus a month ago.
I'm John Clemens.
Robert Redfield is a director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, he spent most of his career battling HIV and AIDS in the 1980s. Now, what he's saying is that the opioid epidemic is going to be even worse. Redfield said the overprescription and abuse of painkillers is the public health crisis of our time. This is USA Radio News.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
For Democrats to take back the House and Senate in the 2018 midterm election, they're going to need that key vote from millennials. But are millennials in favor of a lot of the policies and ideas we're seeing from Democrats these days. Candace Owens is a spokesman for Turning Point USA. She says a lot of millennials don't recognize these Democrats.
Unfortunately, the left and the Democrats, the party is unrecognizable to many people, especially millennials. They've become violent. They've become extreme. And I think beyond that, they have really radical ideas. Altogether, we're talking about socialism as a platform, which, as we both know, has killed over 100 million people in the last 100 years. How can people say on the left anymore?
Owens is an African-American woman and conservative. Now, she shares what she believes is the main reason many folks still think out there that African-Americans must be Democrats.
I think what we can contribute this to is social media. Social media has provided that courage to people because you're looking around and you're seeing so many like-minded individuals pop up. Me, as a black person who says, look, I have conservative values. The many people that trailblazed before me, like Larry Elder, Condoleezza Rice, and Dr. Ben Carson, they didn't have social media in the way that we have it today, which allows us to springboard off of their ideas and make it okay to come out. The walk away hashtag was started by a gay hairdresser in New York City. So we're seeing so many people pop up. And as I said, this is just the beginning. I really do believe we are seeing the end of the Democratic Party as we know it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Okay, the weather over the next 3 days. Today, the air quality alert is in effect until Wednesday at 12 a.m. From the U.S. National Weather Service. Today, our high is expected to be 88, a low of 61, and it's gorgeous and sunny. Get outside, bring lots of water, enjoy yourself. Tuesday, we're going to have a hot day, going to be 91 of high, 67 of low. It's going to be a little more humid. And Wednesday, we can expect a high of 85, a low of 62, and it's going to be partly sunny.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill, filling in for Brooke Sellis for the summer. Two women on a mission to support ladies in the workplace, climbing the corporate ladder, or looking to be the girl boss of their own company. With a combined 10 years of being girl bosses, they'll lend insight to what it's like to be a woman leading the way at work today and answer your burning questions about being a girl boss. Hey, Devin.
Hey, Deb. Happy Monday.
Thank you. Happy Monday to you. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. This Saturday, I spent the day at Tinicum Park for a polo match. My mom and I have been going to these polo practices and matches for probably the past 20 years now, and it's always a great time.
Yes, I love those polo matches. People are fantastic there.
It's phenomenal. It's a great sport. It's a wonderful way to spend the day outside, just enjoy the weather, good friends, food, drink, and watch some amazing athletes. But this week was, you know, a little extra special because not only did I do some shopping while I was there, I was able to take a short video of today's interviewee. Donna Whelan is here with us today. Hi, Donna.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Oh,
it's
I love
really
it.
Fun having you. That was a great video.
I like it.
Getting to know Devin a little bit, or you're Devin.
Donna.
Getting to know Donna a little bit before.
Devin and Donna. There's the show.
Devin, Donna, and Debbie. The three
oh
D's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fantastic to get to see what you do a little bit. Mm-hmm. Really great. We should do that all the time.
Yeah, and I noticed that you also posted the other one. The other India Hicks
from
one
India
too.
Hicks. Yep. So to our listeners that didn't get to see the video, Donna's with India Hicks. Do you want to tell us a little bit about who India Hicks is and what they do and what you do?
Sure. Well, first of all, India, the person, there actually is a live person, India Hicks, is Prince Charles's godchild. She is also second cousins to Prince Charles. She, her mother is Lady Pamela Hicks. She is actually a Mountbatten, so
that's very cool.
It's very exciting, especially what's going on right now.
Yeah.
So, and she has a lot of input there. She's been interviewed a lot since the royal wedding, but she was actually a royal bridesmaid to Princess Diana.
Oh my God, one of my favorite people.
I know everybody's. I know it was a tough day that day, many many years ago. But
that was a gorgeous wedding.
It was. It was. But India has her stories, and they're hilarious. And inside stories of what it was like to be a royal bridesmaid at a young age like that. And what it was like to get that humongous train, that dress out of the actual carriage.
Yeah.
And then having to, like, fluff it out and, you know.
Make it look perfect.
She said it was a big wrinkled mess.
Oh, no.
I mean, there was so much fabric.
Yeah, she had to sit in the horse-drawn carriage, I think, right?
Yep.
Which takes forever to get where you need
of
to
course.
Go, so it's gonna, you're sitting on all that train.
Yeah, so her experiences, her memories are fascinating. And she's an incredible storyteller. But anyway, also her mother, Lady Pamela Hicks, was a royal bridesmaid to the Queen. So, I know. So, she also has many, many hilarious stories. And they're all historical hilarious stories. So, you know, she's amazing. And that their wit is, oh, I need to come closer. The wit, their wit, that British wit, I love the sarcasm, you know, and the dryness.
The dry humor is just fantastic. You're like, wait, is that a joke?
So
the way they pause and wait for a reaction.
What does India do? How are you affiliated with her?
So, well, India, she later on in life, after her role as a royal bridesmaid, she grew up and then actually was a model for Ralph Lauren for many, many years. And then she studied photography in Boston. So she loves the States. All her kids were born in the United States.
Wow.
Yes, they were. However, she did not want to continue living that aristocratic lifestyle, I suppose you would say. I think that she wanted to stand on her own 2 feet. She wanted to not... She has a runaway island story. So she ran away to the Harbor Island in the Bahamas,
nice.
And fell in love with a man, and that's where she raised all 5 of her children. So,
5 children?
Yes.
Oh, 5. And, wait, I have to say that again. 5 children.
5 children.
Oh my gosh.
And,
good for her.
And Wes, and there's the one girl, and I can relate to that because I come from a family of all boys, and I'm the only girl. So, and she's the youngest, and her name's Domino. She's absolutely adorable.
Oh.
Her kids are incredible. Like, so polite, you know, very down to earth, very gracious. And that's
good.
Because that's the way India is.
Yeah.
So, it's very approachable, very funny, actually kind of naughty. So, but which makes her fun.
You gotta be human. Yeah, you can't be perfect.
But she said that if she had stayed in that life, her parents would have married her off to a duke. So, and
that doesn't sound so horrible. I don't understand. I mean, I think I thank God I fell in love with my husband, but if I didn't and didn't ever meet him, I think I might want to be married off to a duke. But
well,
I don't live that lifestyle, so I can't judge, you know?
Well, love is love. So,
yes.
You know? Anyway, so she just didn't want that lifestyle. The way she grew up, she didn't want that for her own children. So they live a very different life. And
it's a bit of a fishbowl, isn't it? Everybody sees everything you do.
Yeah.
In your royal lifestyle.
And living on Harbor, that's their primary residence. And living there is just beautiful. They love it. They thrive there. And it's not always easy because you're on an island. And, you know, you have to be very organized because you have to get food to the island and not everything is, you don't have everything readily available. If you run out of something, it's not easy.
Yeah.
So, but it's beautiful. It's definitely beautiful. And so.
So after she took off and ran away to her island, where did her life go from there?
So she's had other businesses where, believe it or not, she actually was either QVC or HSN. She actually did a line of bedding, like sheets, and sold them like in the wee hours of the morning.
She said,
"I don't recommend that."
Oh my goodness!
She also had a line. She collaborated with Crabtree and Evelyn. And so she had a line of fragrances there. But she decided one day, she just said, you know what, I just want my own collection. I just want my own, I want to represent my lifestyle. And so in 2015, she decided to launch this lifestyle collection, which is handbags, jewelry, accessories, fragrances, and now we just launched skincare, which is phenomenal. The reviews on the skincare is incredible. So it's not just a designer that just said, you know, I'd like to start a skincare line. It's serious stuff, and it's legitimate, and it works. It's results-driven, and it was rolled out with WWD, and then after that, it just took off. It's not complicated at all. There's only 5 products as of now. And India said, listen, I travel so much and I just need it to be, I need everything to be quick.
So, yes.
And I need everything to be double duty. You know, where, so like the Supreme cream.
Yes.
Oh, that also has a serum in it and you can use that day and night. So
put
that on your face. It's incredible.
Yeah, because I travel a lot too, and honestly, having way too many products and trying to make sure they're all under 3 ounces and fit them in there.
I'm glad you brought that up because, of course, she thought of that as well.
I figured. So, ladies, we're going to step off to our first break real quick, but more about India's collection and Donna's affiliation. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access the top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Girl Boss with me and my co-host, Devin. Today, we're talking all things India Hicks with Donna Whelan.
Yay.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So I think I cut us off last time, just before the break, when you were talking about the newly launched skincare line. And Deb brought up the fact that it can always be complicated to make sure that everything is travel sized.
Yes, and I was, it was amazing that you segued into that because, yes, of course, India has a little go bag of all five products that are TSA approved in an incredible little bag. It's not a shabby little bag. It's actually a nice little bag with rivets and watch crown details on it, and it's see-through. So, which is because you need that for TSA.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
And they're refillable, so you have them always, and you can take them, you know, your full size and just refill them once you...
Oh, that was my next question.
Yes. Yes. You don't have to go and buy a whole nother set.
Yeah.
You just have to, because, you know, why should you?
Yeah. So. I'm a big fan of reuse.
You have to, yes.
Well, and I just got something from you a couple of months. I needed a tennis bag, and I spent months looking at tennis bags online, and I couldn't find anything that was quality. So what I got wasn't necessarily specifically for your tennis racket and everything, but it's working perfectly. And what I'm so impressed with everything that you carry is just the quality is exceptional. I don't know if you guys that are watching can see, I think all of us have a little India on today.
Yeah. My earrings.
But the scarves, I mean, just the feel of them is absolutely exceptional, right? I
mean, it's very lightweight.
Such high quality.
You can wear it even, I was outside, or not quite outside, but it was gorgeous to wear this. I didn't,
you know. It's, they're very versatile. I mean, I wear these scarves year round. Believe it or not, I wear them skiing as well.
Yes, I can believe it because
it's soft. And I, you know, I don't want to overheat. So, and it just gives me a little pop of color.
It's beautiful.
The contrast on the snow is, and so fun. And, you know, I've got a lot of compliments. And
yeah, that's gorgeous for you.
Thank
you. So
it's
going to have a pop of color in the white snow in case you fall down. Which we don't do anymore, right? We don't fall down.
Well, anyway. So I wore this to the beach the other day as well.
Oh,
so,
that's cool.
You know,
great cover-up.
It's the perfect amount of fabric. I can wear it as a sarong. I can make it a sarong dress. You know, when you're getting off the beach and you don't want to go up, I don't like walking around in my bathing suit. I don't know about you. I really don't.
Nope.
I like to. I just can't do that. So, it's just the right amount of cover up to walk up to the boardwalk.
And it's not just the scarves. Everything is versatile. The bag that I just got from you, I can use for almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of the products, they're just so well thought out.
I love the bag that you got.
I do too.
I think I've said this before. I call that my whoopee bag.
And what is the actual bag? So if people look it up online, because I think we have a link to your site.
It's called Madly Deeply.
That's right.
Because it's deep. And you're madly in love with it when you get it.
I have to see this bag.
You use it for everything. It's just a carousel.
It's huge.
And you don't feel like a... You use it year-round, you know, especially around the holidays comes, and, like, you're carrying tons of presents or whatever. And you're not looking like a bag lady.
Yes.
So...
Yeah, it's classy.
It's, you know...
You like a little classy.
Yes. And you want to look nice in the airport, too. So when you're traveling, there's a couple pieces that I like to use, which is the jet pack, which is a backpack. I like to be hands-free.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have this other little... it's called the Key Biscayne bag. And it collapses. There's snaps in it, and you open up those snaps, and it becomes bigger. So...
Nice.
And
that's good. Traveling.
I can carry on with both of those, and I look like I'm put together.
That's great.
So I probably wasn't as put together
you
before India Hicks.
Whether you are or not, you at least look like you are.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not quite sure if I was so together before India Hicks. So.
We can all look a little more put together with this collection.
I think that the collection does that. I think, you know, you wake up in the morning, it's easy things to wear. You know, a lot of things you just throw over your head or throw over your shoulders. So and you could be wearing like sweatpants that you could roll right out of bed, and then you have to go to the grocery store or drop off the kids, and then, you know, all I do is throw on a scarf and a bracelet, and, you know,
and you're fabulous.
And I'm looking like,
yeah,
okay.
Well, it's true, because it's just the little accents, you know, that make an outfit look put together.
Right. Yeah.
So
she does it well.
Is that what got you into this, being so fabulous looking?
Before this, I had a career in the garment industry in New York City.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
yes.
Another New York City.
Yeah. I told you that, didn't I?
I haven't. No, I haven't heard that before.
We're just getting to know each other. No, I went to a textile school, Philadelphia College of Textiles and Science.
Oh, love textiles.
I know.
I'm a big textile
me
person.
Too. I love it all.
Yeah.
I could eat it up. But it's changed names through the years. It's
textiles?
Yes. It then became Philadelphia University.
Oh.
Still remained the same colors, but then it became, just recently, they merged with Jefferson.
Okay.
And now
that's weird.
Now it's blue, the color that you're wearing. I mean, it's not even the same color. So now we are vintage. We are like a college within the university. Mm-hmm. So it's still there, and you can still buy the gear and all that. But, you know, it's just interesting. But great school. But anyway, from there, I went straight to New York and worked in the garment industry for a number of different high-end designers. And then had wow. children, you know, and my
yes.
son was born in Lenox Hill Hospital in the city, and, you know, living in the city with the kids, I love it. I really loved it, and but it's so cost prohibited.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a weekend home in Bucks County, so that's where we came, and then it was the opposite. The New York apartment became the getaway thing, and then... And
then, it's a nice transition.
Yes. And
is that where you live now?
In where?
The same house?
In
Bucks?
In Bucks County, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, same
beautiful.
House.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, Bucks County's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, and Donna's great because if you need to buy something, you can come over and see, actually, it's not just, you're not just purchasing it from online. I mean, because your collection at your house
yeah.
is huge.
See, that's the nice, that's the nice happy medium with this type of sales is that you can shop online and there's free returns. But it's the happy medium. You get to you can actually touch and feel this product.
And for me, when I'm buying that big tennis bag, I wanted to know how big it
yes.
actually was. Can
yes.
I fit my racket? So Donna starts putting her tennis racket in the bag and taking pictures, and then goes into another
oh.
bag and takes pictures and sends them out to me. And I'm like, okay, perfect. So then, you know,
and Jevin's so busy. She's
me
so
over
busy. Yeah.
one day and has a glass of wine, and we end up chatting for half an hour, and I look at the everything that she has. I mean, it's just such a fun experience working with you.
Oh, thank you.
And isn't
yeah.
it true? If it's not fun, you just don't want to do it. As far as
no.
owning a business.
And the thing is, it's not a hard sale. I mean, I don't, you know, my background is sales and wholesale and in the, you know, showroom. And it's just a very different way of selling. So I did have to get used to that.
Yeah.
You know, because
like
when you're in wholesale, you're people are expecting you to call on them, you
mm-hmm.
know, so, and they're expecting to hear from you. You know,
yeah.
so this, I had to finesse the way, you know, all I can do is offer what I have,
yes.
give them the facts, and that's it, you know. I love the product, and,
well, I think that really shines through.
It's their choice. I'm not in the business to force a sale.
So shifting the way you do business was a big change for you. I wouldn't say hurdle. It seems like it was just a little sidestep for you
at the beginning.
To a different
you know,
way.
I mean, and honestly, this kind of fell in my lap, and I've always followed India. I loved India. I loved her family. They're all so creative. I love creative people. I love the Brits. I love
I love
the whole thing. Like,
yeah. yeah.
So
I have Welsh blood. And Scotch blood.
Yeah. Oh, do you? Yeah.
So
anyway, it fell in my lap, and the opportunity came up, and I'm like, oh, you know, do I want to do? I don't know. Just like anybody else, the bottom line, it is direct sales. I don't like to say direct sales. I like to say it's social selling. So for me, it really is social selling. You know, I socialize
awesome.
When I'm selling. So it's the best for my kids always say, gosh, you talk so much. And I'm like, I know. But I'm pretty good at segueing. And I know it's time to go. It's time to go. So, you know, anyway.
Sure, yeah. Learning to ask for the close of a sale for me was more of a challenge than I realized it was going to be when I started my business. I found that funny. And then all of a sudden, just a light went off, and I'm like, well, people want you to ask them, do you want this or not? Do you,
well, you,
know what I mean?
You guide
and,
them. You guide
yeah.
them. They have
yeah.
to make up their own mind, because I never want anyone to think that I, you know, then they get at home.
Buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Don't
but
want
you don't
that.
Want to apologize for your wonderful things, too. I mean,
people, it's beautiful stuff.
Right.
So
right.
You don't, on the one hand, you don't want them to feel bad, but the other hand,
well, I think, Donna, I mean, you know, gorgeous stuff, you don't ask for a sale and you don't close. It's more, you know, you're shopping, you know, and if you want to buy something, you can. But what I've noticed when I work with you is you're never a hard closer or ask for the clothes
right.
or ask for the sale or anything.
No,
like
and Indy doesn't like that.
Yeah.
She does not want to pressure anyone. She wants to have a party, you know.
Yeah.
She, you know, and even our events, like if you have an event at somebody's home, whether it be for a philanthropic fundraiser type thing or just for product credits where you get, you know, free product.
What?
After, yes, you get free.
I didn't know.
And it racks up very quickly because, you know.
So I have a real estate office.
Yes, that's right.
With a lot of realtors.
I know. And I've done that before where I've actually have some private showings where I've come to people's offices and set up and then they, you know, it's
You're
easy.
You're so creative with
it's
your marketing.
It's easy that way.
Yeah.
You know, and this is, people are, this is the way of the future. I really believe that retail, it's tough and it's trying to find the right platform. And right now we know the big department store is not,
it's very much in flux right now.
I know. So like, and I personally like to support the small brick and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a small business too.
Yes.
It can be a very big business, but but the individual is what I'm saying. And go ahead.
I'm going to stop you on that note. We're going to step away to our news break real quick, but I want you, can you tell the listeners how to get a hold of you if they do see a product that they like, how they can purchase it?
Sure. They can actually go to my website, which is indiahicks.com/rep/DonnaRomero Whelan. I regret doing that really long one.
That's long. Yeah.
I know. But or you can go
which
to
we'll
my,
have a link attached
you,
on the Facebook
yeah,
page.
Yeah, you can also go to my Facebook page or Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. There's a link there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not hidden in any way. It just says Donna Whelan. So
perfect. Easy enough.
And then I also have there. India Hicks Lifestyle by Donna.
Okay.
So I have a business page and a group page.
Perfect.
Yeah, it'll pop up.
So mm-hmm. Donna Romero Whelan
mm-hmm.
On Facebook or on Instagram. And then you have the website, which is indiahicks.com/rep/ Donna Romero Whelan.
Yes.
DonnaRomeroWhelan. Perfect.
Perfect. You know, go to Instagram and then you'll, you know, it's the easiest one. And
I
then
got
you. You know. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, we will be right back.
Okay.
USA Radio News.
President Trump has decided who he will nominate as the next Supreme Court Justice of the United States. The president will make his announcement at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, that's when we can expect the scare tactics to begin.
According to the hysterical press releases that inevitably follow, no matter their qualifications, no matter their record, no matter their reputation, it's the same hyperbole, the same accusations, the same old story.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up his meetings with North Korean officials over the weekend. Pompeo described the talks as productive. Retired four-star General Jack Keane says exactly what Secretary of State Pompeo was looking for on his trip.
He wants the identification and location of all of their nuclear sites. That's fuel, storage, research, testing, etc.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Gasoline prices edged up 1 penny over the last week to a national average of $2.86 a gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has further details.
The biggest increases occurred in Delaware, where the price shot up 9 cents. Motors in Alabama, South Carolina, and in Mississippi enjoy the lowest prices at $2.53 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy tells us about last year.
The national average 1 year ago, $2.27 a gallon. That sounds like a terrific bargain. Americans shelling out about $1 billion every 4 days more than what they spent a year ago. Prices remain down 8 cents a gallon nationally versus a month ago.
I'm John Clemens.
Robert Redfield is a director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, he spent most of his career battling HIV and AIDS in the 1980s. Now, what he's saying is that the opioid epidemic is going to be even worse. Redfield said the overprescription and abuse of painkillers is a public health crisis of our time. This is USA Radio News.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
For Democrats to take back the House and Senate in the 2018 midterm election, they're going to need that key vote from millennials. But are millennials in favor of a lot of the policies and ideas we're seeing from Democrats these days? Candace Owens is a spokesman for Turning Point USA. She says a lot of millennials don't recognize these Democrats.
Unfortunately, the left and the Democrats, the party is unrecognizable to many people, especially millennials. They've become violent. They've become extreme. And I think beyond that, they have really radical ideas. Altogether, we're talking about socialism as a platform, which, as we both know, has killed over 100 million people in the last 100 years. How can people say I'm a left anymore?
Owens is an African-American woman and conservative. Now, she shares what she believes is the main reason many folks still think out there that African-Americans must be Democrats.
I think what we can contribute this to is social media. Social media has provided that courage to people, because you're looking around and you're seeing so many like-minded individuals pop up. Me, as a black person who says, look, I have conservative values. The many people that trailblazed before me, like Larry Elder, Condoleezza Rice, and Dr. Ben Carson, they didn't have social media in the way that we have it today, which allows us to springboard off of their ideas and make it okay to come out. The walk away hashtag was started by a gay hairdresser in New York City. So we're seeing so many people pop up. And as I said, this is just the beginning. I really do believe we are seeing the end of the Democratic Party as we know it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We can expect a high of 88 today and a low of 61. It's going to be a beautiful, sunny rest of your day today. On Tuesday, we're going to have a high of 91, a low of 67, and it's going to be a little more humid. And on Wednesday, our high is a little bit lower. It's going to be 85, and we'll have a low of 62 and partly sunny. And we're back. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill, filling in for Brooke Sellis, two wild and crazy ladies who are navigating the corporate world as leading ladies, also known as being the boss.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Can you
hey
hear me?
Devin.
Am I on? There we go. So, yes, we are here with Donna Whelan today from India Hicks. And she's telling us all about India and her role within the company. So we did touch on how you got started, but I think you just left it with that it fell in your lap.
Yeah, it did fall in my lap.
How did that happen?
So honestly, I sat on it, believe it or not, for like a year, and I thought, okay.
Fell in your lap and you sat on
I
it
did,
for a year.
I did. I mean, I think timing is everything. I was one of those people that just said, no, I don't think that's direct sales is right for me. However, I really love India Hicks, you know, and I love who she is. So then, a year later, I got an invitation, and she was going to be in Philadelphia. So I said, all right, well, I guess this could be a sign. So I got in my car one evening, and it was, of course, it was raining, driving down 95, my favorite, and arrived at, I can't even remember the name of the hotel. It was in Center City, and there she was. I walked in the door completely drenched and wet because there was so incredibly rainy, and I had to walk from the garage to there, and it was just a mess. But anyway, I walked in. She's like, open arms. You know, come in, big hug. It was incredible.
That's great.
Yeah, so we just all had a good time, and, it was a meet and greet, and obviously to promote the business and have tea, cucumber sandwiches, whatever they have. Everything, and honestly, everything they do is,
super fancy.
Done right.
Done
or just
right.
Done well.
Done well, yeah. Incredibly well. So after you meet her, you're just like, okay, I guess I'll sell this.
You could do it. I know you could do it.
I
think
I could do this.
What about her? What about her made you feel that way though?
That she was so warm, embracing, very approachable. Yeah. As I said before, she is a little naughty. So, they did a blooper reel on her favorite word, and you can imagine what her favorite word is.
Does it have four letters?
Yeah, it does. So, and it was at our last sales event meeting down in Florida. By the way, those meetings, they're weekends, so they're
yes,
fun.
Yes, I'm going to go to one in August.
You're going to come with me?
No, not yours. Sorry, mine. I have another one. But, yes, those are very good and great team-building events, aren't they?
Incredible. You learn a lot. You get to bond with everyone from all over the United States. And there's a lot of incentives.
It's wonderful.
It is. And there's a lot of partying. And there is, really. Yeah. But anyway, they did a little
I know.
They did a little blooper on her. And it was very funny how many times that she says.
Did it bleep the word out?
Drops the bomb. No, we didn't bleep it out. It was hilarious. Nice. On every single, it's amazing how often she does say it.
Being on this show can be a challenge sometimes, let me tell you.
But
you guys have to learn the woman's F word. Fine.
Oh gosh.
Fine. Four-letter word. Fine. It's very G-rated. But yes.
So anyway, last year I was down in Palm Beach at O, which was fabulous.
Yes,
that was
I know that place.
Talk about that was amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, we've outgrown that, so now we're heading to Miami.
Awesome.
And
are you going to go to the arena there?
We're going to. The Fontainebleau?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
The beautiful resort. That's great. I love that place.
I've never been, so I'm sure it'll be, again, just as nice.
Good.
You know, a lot of fun.
I hope you have a great time.
It's one of the top resorts, in my opinion, in Miami. It's exceptional. That's where we host the Bordeaux tasting in Miami.
You do?
When we have all the négociants come in from France, was at the Fontainebleau, the one year that I attended, at least.
Oh, wow.
Donna, I think we have to join Devin.
Yes.
We need to go to the Fontainebleau. Fontainebleau.
No, you guys have to join me.
Exactly. No, you're going to have an amazing time.
Yeah.
So when is that trip?
That is the first weekend in August.
Oh, it's going to be toasty.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a warm one.
Right. Yeah. Well, also you have to make it should be, somewhat cost effective,
Absolutely.
So it is off season, but that's okay. We're fine with that.
Yes.
Philadelphia, you went, you met her.
Right.
And just from there, you went in and decided to purchase a bunch of product and start selling it?
Yeah, so there are
setting
kits.
Up your mobile.
There are starter kits, and there's three of them. And there is one that's just the baby, and it's very inexpensive. But that's really meant for somebody that's actually has been a customer and already has a lot of products. So,
okay.
So it's really, honestly, it's just, office material type things, mm-hmm. But the next one would be the booty. And then the big one would be the Big Kahuna.
So, oh boy.
So, but still relatively inexpensive to, you mm-hmm. know, get into a business. And yeah. you have the support of the back office. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. It's very easy. It's right there. You step in. You don't, you know, you're not responsible for inventory and,
so when you like and share this post that we are going to put on Facebook, the Facebook Live video that hopefully people are watching, and somebody sees it that wants to get involved, what do they do?
So they contact me, and you know, I can go over all the details of how to, but it is very simple, you know, and then you just you get your product, then you do a launch. And have your, you usually start off with just, you know, your family and friends, people supporting you around you. That's not how you grow your business, though. Not only right. Family and friends. You need to, you know, you branch out from there. Mm-hmm. Plus, they're not going to want you to always come back to them.
So. Well, I think that's what's made you so successful at it, is your affiliations. I mean, I was just talking about at the beginning of the show with Tinicum Park Polo.
Yep.
I mean, mm-hmm. that, I don't know how much that has influenced your direct sales necessarily, but it's definitely increased your branding and your exposure.
Yes, it has. It's wonderful. I love the whole community up there. And one day I just, you know, again, you have to be always thinking, being creative. And I just one day picked up the phone and called Hisham.
Hisham El Garbi is the club manager
exactly.
for Tinicum Park Polo.
Exactly. And I, you know,
we need him on this show.
I know.
Right?
Oh. Yeah. He was so kind. And I just said, I just think this would be, no pun intended, a great match.
Because it's a polo match. They,
right, polo match. And, you know, Prince Charles and Harry, and they play polo.
Of course.
And,
of course.
It is a match made in heaven.
It is. Yes, I do think it's the right. I mean, it just worked out really mm-hmm. well. So I come up with my little tables and set up. And
you have the most beautiful setup. I tell you that every time I'm there. Your product display, the way that you figure out how to, you know, lay everything out, just it's so elegant and it's so beautiful.
I appreciate that.
So, again, we do have that video from Saturday's match on our Facebook page.
We got a little peek.
We did.
Yeah,
it was really beautiful.
And sometimes that's very difficult to do just on a linear table like that. You know,
yeah, but you have height and you have interest and you have textures.
You have to build it in. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, how long did it take for you to get to that point from when you first purchased your, I mean, how long have you been in business?
A little over a year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. So not so long. Yeah.
That's fast. I thought you've been doing this forever, Donna.
Oh. Thank you. I'm glad I give that impression.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, guys. 5:45 now. We're going to step away to our third and final commercial break.
Wow,
fourth.
This went
third
so
and
fast.
Final commercial. Yes. Third.
See
okay,
you
guys.
We, get back.
We will be back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Girl Boss with Devin LeConte and me, Deb Hill. We're talking with Donna Whelan about all things India Hicks.
Hello.
Hey, so where were we at last time? Because we said so much.
Yes. Well, over the break, we were talking about why Donna, not just how Donna got started in this, but why.
Yeah.
We did touch on that you wanted your own schedule. Was part of it, but what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, I wanted to. My daughter is 13 in middle school. My son is off into college now, and I really wanted something for my own. And but I still needed flexibility. My daughter still needed me. I needed to be a chauffeur. I needed to watch games. I needed to doctor's appointments. Cook whatever I needed to be around, so I needed something that was going to be flexible. And, you know, if I had to drop everything and go pick her up at school and take her to her doctor's or anything like that. So I needed something that would work around my life. And this does. And it kind of brought all my worlds together. Interior design background, my garment industry background, all of it. And it was just, a luxury product is what they call affordable luxury. I never even talked about the price points. Our price points, start out at 12. 70% of the line is under 100. So
starts out at $12?
Yeah. Just like make those tassel earrings that you're wearing.
I know. You guys have to see this in the video. I've got these gorgeous tassel earrings.
You can go walk over to the...
And they're lightweight, the hoops, you can add it. We have all these different wonderful charms.
And
you can change out the look of those hoops by changing the charm on them.
I know, right? They're so fabulous.
So anyway, my why was that...
Oh, that one's not working.
Not working? Okay, I go over here.
That one works.
See, look at these here. Do you see them?
Okay. Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I see them.
All
right. They're great.
Gorgeous, but...
Yeah. And they're lightweight. Many people talk about how earrings are very heavy, for the ear loops, and they are incredibly light.
So for those that are listening that are wondering what we're talking about when we're asking if you can see these, we are Facebook Live today. You can find us at facebook.com/girlboss. HCR, that stands for Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So you guys feel free to go check that out. We are all wearing some India products today. I have one of her necklaces and bracelets on. Donna, of course, is always looking stunning in all of the accessories. Mm-hmm. And you have on the earrings and then the scarf from before.
I just took off because I'm getting a little warm. At the moment, it's not the scarf. It just happens to be me.
We've all been there.
Yes. I think the audience all knows that about me. I'm very open about that.
Yeah. So anyway, getting back to the business and how to build it, and my why, it's given me flexibility. It has opened up my world. I have met so many new people. I have friends now throughout the United States. It has brought out
almost kind of saved me in a way. You know, I think that we're all like-minded women. We all come from many different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. It's not just one profile. Mm-hmm. But there is something that's the same, mm-hmm. No matter where you come from.
Yes.
Like-minded that way. So, but anyone can do this. This is not a difficult thing. And, you know, it's a step in business. It's a lot of fun. We have a great time. We build relationships with each other. We help each other out, which is so important. I have mentors within the company that I rely on. So you're not just thrown out there, you know, and not knowing what to do. There's tons of training, you know.
Is this something that somebody can do, wrap around what they're already doing?
Yes,
and
many
step
people,
into it in
many
a
people
small
have
way?
Full-time jobs. Many people have many different types of jobs. Mm-hmm. And they can do this. They can start their business out on the side. And some people, however, they've grown it so much where they've had to step away from, you know, they have to see where, you know, where they're getting.
They have to take the leap,
yes.
Right? And step into the flexible, you know,
yes.
They have to just trust
but
it.
But it warranted
and go.
It for
yeah.
them. So,
yes.
Which is nice. So, but
it's a risk, but it's worth it.
Well, you know, you get to, there's no politics. You make
oh,
your own.
Wonderful.
You make your own schedule. You don't. You know.
Yeah, you're your own boss.
Your own girl boss. So I can only offer the opportunity. You know, it's not for everyone, but I think people that do that are attracted to this. They love the product, or they're looking for that flexibility.
Yeah. Do you have men? And do you have couples?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Yet?
There are some men, absolutely. It is predominantly women, but yes, we have a few men that are, you know, and that's catching on.
Does she have a men's line?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm.
However, our some of our products men wear, like men wear our scars, like I
yes,
know, like the polo, the mm-hmm. Egyptian polo team. I think those scarves looked great on them.
Absolutely, yeah.
What about the skincare line? They could use the skincare line.
That's the next thing. You're so good. Yeah, the skincare line, many men kind of sneak it away from their mm-hmm. wives, you know, because first of
it's
all,
quality.
It doesn't look girly either.
That was
the
my
packaging.
Next
the packaging yeah. was very smart and savvy of them to do it. It's just very simple, black and white, very clean looking. So, and they like how it. They like the results.
So we have 3 minutes left.
Wow.
Is there anything that you want to touch on before we go? If not, we do have some super fun questions.
No, if anybody is interested, and now I'd love for them to reach out to me if they wanted to learn more about the opportunity and have fun.
Yeah.
And
can you tell them again how they can reach you?
Yes. I can be reached at my Instagram is just Donna Whelan. Facebook I always forget to do that. Instagram is just Donna Whelan. My Facebook business is at IH Style by Donna. And then my Facebook group page is India Hicks Donna VIP. And then if you wanted to go on to my website to look at the product, it's indiahicks.com/rep/Donna Romero Whelan. So I know it's a mouthful. But
keep in mind that visiting her at her house is a lot more fun.
And also that we will be putting this link on the Girl Boss.
On our Facebook page as well.
Girl Boss. Terrific. I appreciate that.
Facebook.com/GirlBossHCR, 100 in Chamber Radio, where you can also see today's live feed coming directly from studio.
Mm-hmm.
So. But I think that's a wrap for today, guys. Thank you so much, Donna, for being here with us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I forgot to touch on my other two businesses.
What are they? Quick.
Well, J. Hilburn is for men.
Oh, yes.
That's my men's line, so that's custom menswear. Awesome company as well. And mm-hmm. then, believe it or not, I have something for dogs. It's called Rawganics. So it's basically the same customer. So, and it's organic dog food, species specific, and raw dog
food.
We'll
have to have you back on.
I was going to say, perfect. So we will book another time and day where you can come on and talk about Jay Hill and Organics.
Absolutely.
All right.
Perfect, guys. Well, thank you.
Thank you for having me. I can't believe how fast this went.
It was really fun to have you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump has decided who he will nominate as the next Supreme Court Justice of the United States. The president will make his announcement at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, that's when we can expect the scare tactics to begin.
According to the hysterical press releases that inevitably follow, no matter their qualifications, no matter their record, no matter their reputation, it's the same hyperbole, the same accusations, the same old story.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up his meetings with North Korean officials over the weekend. Pompeo described the talks as productive. Retired four-star General Jack Keane says exactly what Secretary of State Pompeo was looking for on his trip.
He wants